Now to Colorado, where some students are trying to improve access to health care at Denver Public Schools. They're rewriting standard medical consent forms to make them easier to understand for parents who might not have a college degree or speak English. Colorado Public Radio's John Daly explains.
It's a reunion a year in the making.
Yes, my God.
Hi,
baby.
We missed you.
How are you?
It's massed hugs all around by the red and blue arch of Denver's Manuel High School. With the city's skyline as a backdrop, teacher Whitney Weathers greets a group of students she hasn't seen, at least in person.
When did we close down the school?
For 14 months, since March of 2020. The meeting is also a celebration of sorts, says senior Serenity Sudabom.
Honestly, it's super surreal. When we first started off this project, we didn't think that we were going to be making this much of an impact.
The impact came from the students' efforts to rewrite and simplify the health access forms used by thousands of Denver Public School students each year. The spark began with a technical writing class, English 131, and a realization by Weathers as she was teaching.
I started realizing that technical writing, although it's supposed to be colorblind, right, the singular writing profession is supposed to be colorless, it is actually the one that impacts all people of color, right?
She thought that was pretty relevant at Manuel High School, my alma mater and home to one of the state's most diverse student populations. Weathers describes herself as an introvert, but she's a tenacious one, and she thought one specific piece of technical writing deserved attention.
Everyone has to experience at some point signing a consent form.
A consent form, like the one parents use so their kids can gain access to medical care at health clinics based at 18 of the Denver system schools.
All the writing was extremely small and it was so long.
None of it matched what we were learning were the standards for what makes something readable and understandable.
That was Serenity Sudabong again and sophomore Morgan Pulling. The students found that the forms in English and Spanish were written for college-level readers. They were often vague and filled with challenging medical terms and legalese, says another senior, Victoria Torres.
The people using this clinic are low-income people of color, marginalized groups, and they expect them to read at a college level when they probably didn't even graduate high school.
So these high school students, some of whom are part of a medical internship program, methodically dug into the forms. They examined visual appeal, vocabulary, sentence length, number of words, and font size. They searched for relevant academic studies. They consulted with consent form guides and...
So as you know, my name is Morgan Pulling.
...prepared a PowerPoint presentation which they gave over Zoom to the folks from Denver Health who operate the clinics in collaboration with Denver Public Schools.
Only the well-educated can properly read and comprehend most important medical consent documents, which is unjust.
The health professionals listened.
Thank you guys so much. I don't know if I'm a button in front of anybody, but this is Lucy. You guys did an amazing job.
And offered feedback.
And this is something that I work with on a daily basis, so I really appreciate having your thoughts on this.
And in the end, the medical leaders running the clinics concluded, hey, these students are right, says Denver Health Youth Program Coordinator Tara Milinkovic.
They were amazing and insightful and brought such real experience to a form that I don't think we give a lot of thought to.
Milinkovic concedes the consent forms are often confusing, too long, and hard to read. And she says they were creating a barrier to healthcare, which is the opposite of what the clinics want.
So it's a big deal. And those students had a big impact.
A big impact because based on the efforts of the students, Denver Health changed the forms. The new ones are better formatted with bigger font. Student Morgan Pulling says key medical information is now much more clear. Take, for example, medications.
In the first form, the only reference to medication is nonspecific, so there's no specification on what medication students can actually receive.
On the new forms...
all of the medications with the brand and generic names are listed.
And on the new version is a checklist.
You can either approve all medications, decline all medications, or choose exactly what medications you want your child to receive.
It's not an exhaustive list of the medications provided in the clinics, But now parents can choose if they'd like their child to receive certain over-the-counter medications administered by a school nurse.
I mean, it's just a whole lot more clear, and it gives parents much, much more control over their child's safety.
Not a bad accomplishment, says senior Victoria Torres.
So yeah, it's a good thing out of, you know, a hard year.
And one that made intrepid teacher Whitney Weathers proud.
I think they made lemonade out of lemons. Quite tasty, too, if I just might say so myself.
Now at Denver Public School-Based Clinics, it'll be entirely new forms and ideally better health care for some 12,000 students. For Here and Now, I'm John Daly.